ओम शांति। वी स्पोक अबाउट बाबाज क्वालिटी ऑफ बीइंग अ स्वच्छता इन द लास्ट ऑडियो। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू स्पीक अबाउट द सेकेंड क्वालिटी ऑफ बाबा, दैट इज अभोक्ता। द टर्म अभोक्ता मीन्स समवन हू इज बियॉन्ड एक्सपीरियंस। बाबा इज बियॉन्ड द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ पेन एंड प्लेजर। Baba is beyond the experience of birth and death. Baba is beyond the experience of all the cycles that we as souls experience. And when we offer food to Baba, when we offer bhog to Baba, Baba says that I receive the vasana for it, but I do not partake of it. Hence, Baba is beyond experience at all times. How does this happen? The soul of Baba is the ocean of knowledge. When we try to understand that why do we experience things, we will find that most of the experiences that we have them because it later on leads us to know something. For example, when Buddha suffered, when Buddha saw the pain of the people around him, Buddha was a prince and he had never known much pain in his life because his father had sheltered him from pain for a long time. But one day he experienced or saw with his senses what other people feel. And when he experienced that thing, he felt the same suffering. He felt he understood that there is something called as suffering. So the process of experiencing someone else's pain gave Buddha the ability to know what suffering is about. When Buddha further went on to meditate, the process of experiencing silence then gave him enlightenment, where again he came to know what is it that needs to be done in order to get rid of suffering. So all of us as souls, we travel this entire space, this cycle in the drama, because we need to know. We experience things because we need to know. And it is only through the process of experience that we come to a point of enlightenment. Even when we come to Baba, it is some kind of pain or some kind of incapacity or discomfort which wants us to experience peace and happiness, and that is why we come to Baba. And once we touch Baba, we are able to know what it is to have an experience of peace. So while human souls or any soul in the drama needs to experience something to know about it, Baba, because he is the ocean of knowledge, he does not need to experience anything in order to know. This capacity to access or have all the knowledge of the world cycle and the universe stored in his mind and personality allows Baba to be beyond experience. He knows and he just knows. He doesn't need to experience anything. For example, if Baba sees us in our lower self and we are in pain, so Baba knows the threshold of pain or the kind of pain that we are going through. He does not need to experience pain in order to know what kind of pain we are going through. Hence, this aspect of being the ocean of knowledge, or just the person who knows everything about everything, this capacity to have an understanding and to know all aspects of the drama, all aspects of the emotion and the bhakti bhakti and all the other experiences of souls, the capacity to know, as I said, everything about everything, this capacity to be the ocean of knowledge, makes Baba a bhokta. He never has to experience anything in order to know something. Hence, Baba can always be detached and view the drama from a distance. We have to understand here that Baba too is a soul like us. Baba has reiterated this in the Murli many a times, that there is no difference between me and you. It's only that I am the ocean and you are the Swaroop, and our forms are almost similar. But the difference is that because of the primary capacity of the Supreme Soul to be an ocean of knowledge, and being an ocean of knowledge means being an ocean of all the cumulative, collected, cohesive experiences of the entire world, of all the possible souls and all the other aspects of the drama. So Baba knows the essence of all experiences in the form of knowledge, and that is why he does not need to experience anything to know. Whereas we have to come in the cycle, experience pleasure and pain, and then we become knowledgeful. It's only through our experience can souls become knowledgeful. That is why even the leaders or the religious leaders or the saints have to take birth, because it's only through the process of life that they experience things and then they know. Hence Baba is constantly a bhokta, or the one who's beyond experience. But now is the time when we too can practice being a bhokta. And how can we do that? We can practice being a bhokta by being detached observers. When we do not get into the experience of pain or pleasure, then we understand that this is a drama, and that is why Baba gives us the knowledge in the form of a drama. He speaks about a drama, not because this drama is not real. The drama is very much real, our pain is real, our pleasure is real. But Baba introduces the concept of the drama for us in order for us to be detached from whatever is going on around us. And this practice is very essential for the times when there will be no support systems around us. There will be times when we won't have all the regular available supports that we have now. And at that time it is necessary that if we have practiced like Baba, being a bhokta or not partaking of the experiences through our senses, of being detached observers, of being away from the experiences of the senses, of learning how to live in less, or learning how to be minimalistic, or letting go of certain aspects of our personalities. When we have learned to detach ourselves slowly from the drama around us, then we too learn to become like Baba. We learn to become a bhokta. And this quality of Shiv Baba allows him to be soul conscious. The quality of being a bhokta is what keeps Baba in the form of a soul all the time. Baba does not need to take birth. So Baba is a bhokta at all times because of his nature of being the ocean of knowledge, and that is why he is soul conscious at all times. And he is also happy at all times. That is why in bhakti he is called as Sat Chit Anand. He is in the form of truth. He is always aware or knowledgeful, and that is why he is happy. So we can practice being a bhokta like Baba by one, by understanding the knowledge that he gives us, and second, by knowing that this is a drama. When we know, like Baba, that this is a drama, then we too can carry ourselves beyond the pleasure and pain principle, and we can become a bhokta like Baba. So this was the second quality of the Supreme Soul, being a bhokta or beyond experiences. Thanks for listening. Om Shanti.